The organization first was involved with the Indiana mascot issue in about 1991 when Dr. Carol Hand filed a complaint with the DPI regarding, I think it was called the Redman mascot in Milton, Wisconsin.
Okay, so that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, right, 1991. That would have been when the first case, a discrimination case that was filed by an Indian educator in the state of Wisconsin. And the result of that was that Dr. Carol Hand was forced out of Milton, and the case was really never resolved because the complainant was no longer residing in Rock County. But that brought to the attention of Wisconsin Indian Education Association that this issue really needed some attention. People became very aware that before you can teach accurate and authentic information about Wisconsin Indian people, you need to teach something to counteract the stereotypes of Indian people that are held in society and especially in the schools. And Indian mascots and logos and team names are a real progenitor of those stereotypes. So if school districts that have Indian mascots and logos have difficult because they're so comfortable with the imagery over a period of time. Very often folks don't even recognize the Plains Indian warrior and feathered headdress as a stereotype, and they do not see what is right there in front of them.
Munson explains that in 1994, the state's school superintendent asked schools to review their use of Indian logos and mascots, but she says the process for that review wasn't effective. Most schools didn't create a review board and just took a vote on whether to keep their Indian mascots. Few logos changed.
It didn't work real well. And in 1997, when the Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force was created, it was because those early cases, for the most part, had resulted in Indian educators coming forward in their communities and being forced out of the community.
And over the years, I'm sure you've encountered a lot of people, maybe parents or students, who say, this is part of my school's history. What do you say to that kind of argument?
Well, it certainly is a part of the school's tradition. There's no question about that. There's also no question that schools and other entities change logos for a number of reasons in our society. And one of the reasons that sometimes logos are changed is because they're outdated, they're inappropriate now, and they maybe weren't at the time that they were adopted. And sometimes because people didn't really realize that it might cause harm. They might not know it.
So the legislation that is currently on the table, basically waiting for action from Governor Walker, how much of a step backward do you see that legislation as being?
AB 297 is very questionable in terms of its constitutionality. There is no other discrimination law on the books that requires a complainant to go out and get a petition signed. That's unheard of. I think it's anti-civil rights law. We now know that these things are harmful. We also know that they generate this effect on students where they don't, where they learn how to tolerate stereotyping and teaches them how to do it. Because, you know, at the pep rally, when everybody's up there saying, we are the Indians, mighty, mighty Indians, and they aren't, they're learning something.
Barb, thanks so much.
You're more than welcome.